It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
Well, it is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35, we sit down and visit with some of the great business leaders right here in our own valley. People just getting it done in our own backyard. And, backyard, that's a good pun, as we head into our next guest today. His name is Greg Peterson. He is the owner of The Urban Farm, and he joins us in studio this morning as our Business Leaders Spotlight. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning. I am
Hold
great.
On one sec. Your mic's not on. There you go.
I am great.
Good. Well, hey, you've been in the Valley 50 years.
50 years
that
in August.
Kind of makes you almost like a native. Almost you could have been native. Born somewhere else, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's what the natives tell me.
I'm a native, so you're in. You're one of us. How's that? Because you've been here longer than I have, so that's pretty good.
But
we were talking off air, and I want to get to the urban farm and what it is. But you had the entrepreneurial spirit early. Right? Like age 12.
Yeah, well, I had a paper out.
Right.
You know, back then.
That's entrepreneurial.
That's entrepreneurial. You know, I had to go out and knock on doors and collect, the paper out money.
By the way, hold on. For millennials listening, a paper is something that you read. It comes every day. And it used to be delivered by young men like Greg. Okay, go
there
ahead.
You go.
Sorry. I have to remind
them. That's good.
Them.
You kind of threw me off track there.
Yeah.
And then in 1975, I actually started my first official business. I used to clean, service, and build fish ponds here in the Valley.
Really?
Yeah.
At 14.
At 14, 15, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you told me you've had numerous, I don't remember the exact number.
20-something.
A lot of different businesses.
Yeah.
Some lasted
a millisecond. And, like my gold-plated Slinky. I thought that would make a great boomer gift, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I spent
I
a lot of money on
that. Hey, failures only make you stronger.
That's right.
I think.
That's where we learn.
So what are some of the other things you've done before we get to the urban farm?
Well, technology. I was in technology. I bought a Macintosh in 1984.
Okay.
And it was like, wow, how can I make a living doing this?
Right.
So I started graphics, ink, and type. I was the first computer typesetting business here in the city in 1984, 85.
Wow.
And then I started a technology software company that I ran for 22 years. But the garden was never far away.
Okay. So that's all kind of, is that the near and dear to your heart kind
yeah.
of thing?
Yeah. Well, it started, with fish ponds when I was a kid.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. You started there and now you're on the back end. You're doing it again. Greg Peterson is the owner of The Urban Farm, urban farmer, sustainability innovator. You're well known all throughout the region. So for people listening going, what exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean?
Well, the urban farm is my house. I'm near 16th Street in Bethany Home. You asked me about my Lucy's
Cup. Lucy's, yeah, right around the corner.
Right around the corner from there. It's a third of an acre. In fact, I always love it when people ask me, how many acres do I have? It's like, oh, I wish.
Right.
Third of an acre is 80 feet wide, 160 feet deep. I like to call it an environmental showcase home because I do all kinds of cool environmental things there. Front and backyard is entirely edible. Or it supports edibles.
Really?
I've got about 80 fruit trees on the property, 3 different kinds of solar panels on the roof. We do rainwater and graywater harvesting. And whenever I remodel, I do it as greenly as possible. And then I open it up periodically through the year for classes and tours to show people what they can do. It kind of plants the seed.
Yeah. Oh, I like what I see what you did there again. So you're planting the seed. People are coming and understanding how they too maybe could be a little bit more sustainable, use some of their own stuff and not have to,
hit
the supermarket or whatever,
right?
And it obviously it saves on money. It makes you feel like you had a little bit more to do with it, right?
And the food is better for you coming out of your garden because you know what you put in it.
Right.
You can grow organically,
pesticides,
no herbicides, anything like that. So you can grow organically. And a peach picked at its peak of ripeness, you will never eat a store-bought peach again.
Right.
It is so tasty and so nutrient-dense.
I can only imagine. We're going to continue our visit with Greg Peterson, the owner of The Urban Farm, in just a second. Real quick, our Business Leader Spotlight today focuses on Greg Peterson. He is the owner of The Urban Farm, which is his house,
my house,
16th Street and Bethany Home Road. And your house from like the 50s?
Yeah, 1948 build.
Build,
exactly.
Okay.
It's got flood irrigation. That's why I bought it.
That's nice. That's good. And he's turned it into this innovative, holistic home site that people can tour at times throughout the year. And you handed me something. This is one of the coolest things. I'm just being honest with you. This is one of the coolest things I've ever been handed.
Oh, wow. Cool.
You said this is a business card you will never throw away, which I then proceeded to give you my business card and said, this is a business card you probably will throw away, but that's okay. Explain your business card, because it's like a book.
It is a book.
It's not like a book. Yeah, it is a book.
They're called mini books. It's a buddy of mine at minibook.com. It's MINIBUK.com. And basically, it's, what, 3x4?
Yeah.
Maybe 3x4, and it's about 3,000 words about the urban farm and how it came to be. And oh, by the way, there's a business card in the back.
Yep, right at the back. There's your business card. There's your phone number, all that good stuff.
Picture me.
Yep, your email. I mean, this is pretty good. Obviously, this is your passion.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask, when someone says, hey, Greg, how do you make money off this? I'm just going to
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. I actually have two businesses. I have Urban Farm U.
Okay.
I call that my hobby, actually.
Okay.
So I have a hobby and a business. Urban Farm U, it still costs me every month. And Urban Farm Nursery. Urban Farm Nursery is my education, my local education program. I teach people how to grow food. And the pinnacle of it is my Urban Farm fruit tree program, where I start in September and I teach people about how to grow fruit trees, what fruit trees will grow here, how to get fruit in your yard, and then they can purchase fruit trees. And we'll deliver over 5,000 fruit trees this season.
That is really, really cool. All right, so if people want more, maybe they want to come tour the Urban Farm, mm-hmm. they want to see some of your schooling, your teaching, or they need fruit trees and they want to get started. What's the best way to reach you?
Urbanfarm.org.
Urbanfarm.org is the website.
Yeah. And this weekend we have our Urban Farm pop-up nursery open, so they can come down and check out the fruit trees.
And you just walk and invite them into your home.
Actually, I have a warehouse for this.
Okay, all right, there you go. Greg Peterson, owner of the Urban Farm, lifelong entrepreneur, and someone getting it done here in our own backyard. Greg, thank you very much for sharing your story. It was awesome.
Absolutely, thank you for having me.
Greg Peterson, owner of the Urban Farm, as our business leader spotlight for Friday.